Namaskaram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai is Vishu, and today we have a lovely bhajan adoring our Lord as the Lord of all auspiciousness, Lord Ganesha. This is a bhajan probably you might not have heard before, and when you hear this bhajan, you'd be so happy to experience the vibrant candor of this bhajan, and it's set to a very beautiful raga. Here is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, we'll move on with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then I'm going to share with you very interesting stories about how the beautiful Umbrella Ganesha, which you see in Prashant Nilam next to the West buildings, how did that come about? You're going to listen to that story as we dwell on the meanings of the different names of Ganesha in this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Prathama sharana gananayaka vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka vidya dayaka buddhi pradayaka mushika vahana pahi gajanana.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is how the tune of the bhajan flows. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now give us a demonstration of the tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
Prathama sharana gananayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka. Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka. Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka. Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka. Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka. Prathama sharana gananayaka. Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka. Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka. Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka. Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka. Mushika vahana pahi gajanana. Mushika vahana pahi gajanana. Mushika vahana pahi gajanana. Mushika vahana pahi gajanana. Prathama sharana gananayaka.
So that is the lively, vibrant bhajan on Lord Ganesha. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. Those of us who are keen students of music probably will be waiting to know what is the raga this bhajan belongs to. What is the play of swaras in this beautiful lines of this bhajan? So Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on that. So your take on this bhajan, Anirudh.
Sairam Vishwam.
Sairam.
As you said, this vibrant bhajan is based on Hindustani classical raga called Miyaki Malhar. It is one of my very favorite ragas, as it is very well known that it brings rain when you sing this raga.
Yes.
And it is said that Tansen composed this raga in the ancient times, that too in the Mathura Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
That is a place where even the episode of Haridas.
Yes.
Tansen singing for Akbar, and King Akbar had to come in disguise to see.
Yes.
how Baiju Bawra is singing for his guru. So recollecting that episode, Miyanke Malhar is a beautiful raga. If you see the Arohana Avrohana. Sari Shudri Paga Komalga Gamani Komalni first. Da Shuddha Ni Shuddhani Sa Ni Pama Paga Mare Sa Sari Pagamani Dani Sa Sari Pagamani Dani Sa Sa Ni Pama Paga Mare Sa Sa Ni Pama Paga Mare Sa. Well, you might say it sounds little close to Darbari because of Sari Pagamare. But it is different from Darbari in such a way that ni sa ni da ma pa ni da ni sa. The play of both the knees make it more Malhar, make it into the Malhar family. If you see our Sai Bhajans in Miyanke Malhar, I'm sure first you'll be guessing the Ganesha bhajan itself in the same raga.
Yes.
Which is Jai Shri Ganesha Vignanasha Gajanana. And you have many other bhajans like Giridhara Nagara Kunja Vihari Madhuvana Sanchari Purti Vihari. You also have Guru Mahima Gao, Guru Mahima Gao, Sadguru Brahma Sanatan He.
Wow, I think all the bhajans are really, they have a different charm.
Yes.
To themselves. And since this is your favorite raga, we should not miss you doing an alap on this beautiful play of notes. So please go ahead. Just spend some time. Lose yourself in the raga.
Yes, Vishwa. I'll try. Ha
This is a vibrant raga, but this was a very, this song of Meera has a very different feel, isn't it?
Yes. Meera songs are always pining and yes, you really have to go deep into the song, and this raga really helps to dwell into the song much more into the bhava aspect, as we always mention about the bhava. This is a beautiful Meera composition, and originally it is sung by Lata Mangeshkar. Though the song is in little fast pace in the original, but when we try to sing, as I was singing the alap, actually I got reminded of the song. So I had to sing it without any percussion accompaniment and sing it slowly. Anything which you sing slow actually has more emotion.
Definitely. Yes. Beautiful. So let's discover the beauty of the bhajan through the raga.
Yes, so let's take the first line.
Prathama sharan gananayaka nisanipama pagamani danisanida nisanipama pagamani danisanida vigna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka nipa gagamare sasa nisasa nisarita nipa gagamare sasa prathama sharan gananayaka nisanipama pagamani danisanida nisanipama pagamani danisanida vidya
Nisa. So let's do the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pratham Sharana Ganana.
Such a lovely addition to the repertoire of Ganesha Bhajans. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arun Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam. So with that, we are done with the technicalities. Let's move on to what every word of this bhajan conveys to us.
प्रथम शरण गणनायका
So we take the first line प्रथम शरण गणनायका प्रथमा is first it's a Hindi word शरणा is surrender and गणनायका refers to the one who is the leader of all the ganas ganas are the army of Lord Shiva. So he is the leader of Lord Shiva's army. He is the one who is first worshipped. Prathama Sharana Gananayaka. Let's move on to the next line. Vigna Vinashaka Siddhi Vinayaka.
Vigna Vinashaka Siddhi Vinayaka.
Vigna is obstacle, Vinashaka is one who removes the obstacles, Siddhi is intelligence and Vinayaka again means one who has no leader above him, Vinayaka as Bhagwan used to beautifully explain in his Ganesh Chaturthi discourses. So here we are referring to the one who removes our obstacles and who is the ultimate master.
Prathama Sharana Gananayaka.
So we come back to the first line, Prathama Sharana Gananayaka, and then we move on to the fourth line, Vidyadayaka, Buddhi Pradayaka.
Vidyadayaka, Buddhi Pradayaka.
Now, Vidya is intelligence and Buddhi is actually discrimination. So, he's the one who gives us the knowledge of this world and the world beyond. Iha and Paravidya, as Bhagwan used to explain to us. So, he's the one who gives us the means for living as well as the means for life. So, Vidya Dayaka, Buddhi Pradayaka. And the last line.
Mushikavahana Pahi Gajanana.
Mushikavahana Pahi Gajanana. Mushikavahana refers to the one who has the rat as his vehicle. Lot of beautiful interpretations of how the rat comes to be the Lord's vehicle. It always sounds very comical. You have a pot-bellied Ganesha and he has such a tiny rat as his vehicle, but the rat here is ignorance, as Bhagwan says. It refers to our animal tendencies, and you have the whole colossus of auspiciousness that Ganesha is, who subdues our ignorance. And Pahi Gajanana means, O Ganesha, Gajanana, the elephant-faced one, please protect us. Pahi Gajanana, please take care of us. You are our savior. So that is what is the literal meaning of all these words of this bhajan. Let me now give you the story of how the Ganesha that you see as you take a walk in the lanes of Prashant Nilayam, as you cross the maintenance office, you would find this beautiful golden Ganesha having an umbrella in his hand and above to take a walk. So the story of this adorable Ganesha goes back to the 70s to Michelle and Richard from the US. So Michelle saw Swami for the first time in March 1970, and subsequently Bhagwan graciously performed their wedding and even gave them a room inside the ashram. That is when the west 6 block of buildings were just built, and their little home was this double room, west 6 A26 A27. Richard taught photography to Bhagwan's students in the college. I'm talking about the 70s, and they were in the ashram during 85 to 95. And as Richard was teaching photography, Michelle used to volunteer at the Western Canteen. Now, this entire area, which is now the serene and green Ganesha Garden, was then just a heap of rubble, stones and debris. And this is just next to West 6 A27. So one day when Michelle stepped out of her room, the morning darshan was over, there were not many people in the ashram, it was not a festival day, and she saw something which touched her. In this area, which was just sand, dust and stone, was sitting a young lady. And this lady was sad. She was crying. She was crying to Swami. She was probably in that spot because she just wanted a place where she could be alone and she could unburden her sorrows. She was obviously in so much of agony. And it was so obvious to Michelle that the lady wanted a space which was safe and private, where she could pour out her emotions and lighten her heart. And when Michelle saw this, she was deeply, deeply touched. And right at that moment came this inspiration. How about converting this area into such a space where people can connect to Bhagwan? How about converting it into a mini spiritual sanctuary where people can go into their deeper selves? How about creating a place which is charged with prayer, solace, calmness, hope and beauty? That's it. Michelle was convinced about this. She sprang into action. Permissions from the ashram administration came swiftly. She presented her prayer to Bhagwan through a card, and Swami very sweetly blessed it, placing his hand over it. And now nothing could stop her. She took the help of a few workmen and began clearing all the junk pieces of old metal, fragments of brick and stone. And as this was going on, another devotee couple, Orchard and Robin Janes, joined Michelle and Richard. And Orchard had some experience in gardening, so they started off making a little pond. They went to Bangalore and brought a car full of flower plants and all the garden material. And eventually, in a short while, the pond was made, but there was a problem. The pond was leaking. So one day, when she was at the worksite, and she was thinking about how to solve this problem, she was praying to Swami, "Swami, I need a mason or a carpenter to fix this. Please help me." And she says, so amazingly, a man who was just then passing by that area stopped and asked Michelle, "Can I help you in this work in any way? I am a mason." So that is how Swami built this lovely pond, which today has so many beautiful white and pink lotuses. When we have a pure thought, the Lord leaves His signature on it in unmistakable ways. So once the pond was done, one day Michelle went to the Western Canteen and announced to all the volunteers there, "Any of you know how to paint on stones?" And interestingly, she found a few who knew that art. So all these beautiful drawings that you see as you take a stroll in this park, Rama, Lakshmana, Mother Teresa, scenes from the Ramayana, Sita, the deer, all these so beautifully started manifesting on these polished stones. And Michelle would always think how nice it would have been, how nice it would be if Swami came here once. She would pray to Swami often. And one day, she says, when she was at the work site and she had all these thoughts, Swami, it would be very nice if you can come sometime and see this beautiful creation that you have given us. As she was thinking, suddenly she saw two elderly ladies coming inside. And as they walked, these two ladies were so taken in by the paintings. You know, they were exulting in joy and excitement. They were saying to each other, "Hey, see here Rama. Hey, see Sita. Hey, see here Lakshmana. Hey, see here Hanuman." The kind of joy that these two ladies were radiating, you know, Michelle felt, "Swami, this is fine. This is enough for me. I know you have come. This is a joy that you are giving me through these people. I know it is you who is making all this happen." So she was so contented seeing the happiness in the faces of those two ladies that she felt all she has to do is just continue the work. And once the pond was done, next she wanted to do a stone terrace. And Swami very mysteriously sent a French person, John Pierre, who was not only an expert hand in doing this, but he was also someone who was so devoted to Swami that as he placed every stone to create the terrace, he felt he was making Swami's bedroom. He did it with that much of dedication. It was as if he was building the bridge for Sri Rama, just like the monkeys built where Rama walked. So there was constant prayer on his lips. Every stone was like the feet of the Lord he was carrying to create this garden of love. And for him, it was not work. It was simply worship. And once the pond came and the stone terrace behind it emerged, wow, the garden was indeed coming alive. So the place was now green, clean, aesthetic and beautiful. But to make it a spiritual sanctuary, Michelle thought that we need to have the divine installed there so that people have something to concentrate on. And that is how the tender statue of Jesus holding the lamb came into being. This was specially sculpted by the same architect who has done all the gopurams and the statues of the Prashantanilayam Mandir. And then comes the interesting part of Ganesha's entry into this lovely garden. So where the Ganesha stands now, that area still had a lot of junk and especially metal pieces. And one day Michelle was thinking how to clear this area. I mean, this is a very major challenge. And she was thinking, "Swami, you have to help me do this." And just that day, she says, "You won't believe me how it happened." A old metal trader, you know, suddenly appeared there and he said, "You know, I want to take away all this metal, all this junk." And he just cleared the place in a couple of hours. And Michelle had not even asked for someone like that to come. She didn't even inquire about how to go about doing this. This just happened. And not only this, immediately after this, a bunch of students came and they said, "We want to do some seva. Can we help you, please?" And in a few hours, these Sai students cleaned that entire place. For Michelle, it was simply one miracle after another, happening so seamlessly, so effortlessly. So Michelle and Richard, after that, once the place was cleared, now both of them, who were Ganesha fans, they thought, "We have to install our favorite deity here." And both of them, they used to have a big collection of Ganesha statues, you know, wherever they would go, they would pick up poses. Different poses of Ganesha, Ganesha sitting, blessing, standing, dancing and so on. But there was this Ganesha that they had seen somewhere. Ganesha happily, merrily walking, holding the umbrella on one hand and his water bottle, the Kamandalu, in his other hand. And both of them loved this statue and they felt this is indeed perfect for our garden because they wanted an informal, happy-go-lucky Ganesha who is so happy with the garden that he's taking a stroll there to relax and rejuvenate. It is like Ganesha is on his walk in the park. And as he walks, Ganesha lights up everyone in the garden with his smile. He lifts up everyone who sees him and he becomes their friend in their journey. Just imagine how nice it would have been if when that young lady was crying, this sweet Ganesha, who was on his walk, stopped and said, "Hey, come on, don't worry, come with me. Come under my umbrella. I am your friend. I will look after you. Why do you worry?" All her sadness would have melted in an instant, isn't it? Well, this is what this Ganesha has been doing to all of us, anyone who has gone and put their heart out and expressed the love to this Ganesha. He's constantly welcoming and saying, "Hey, don't take life so seriously. Come, let's take a walk in the park. Come with me. All will be fine. You're going to shine." So this is how the beautiful umbrella Ganesha came into being. And if you see how Ganesha has been that Vidyadayaka, Buddhipadayaka, he's the one who gave all that knowledge, all that intuition, and all the wherewithal to create the Ganesha garden. He gave that inspiration as well as that intuition, as well as that ignition to start this whole project, Vidyadayaka, Buddhipadayaka. We need those pure thoughts, and with Ganesha's blessings, we can get those sacred feelings. And he's the one who protects us, you know, who removes all the obstacles. When they were creating this garden, obstacles were there. The pond was leaking, you know, they didn't know how to find someone who will make the stone terrace. But all these obstacles, they just melted away. Vikna Vinashaka, Siddhi Vinayaka. And then at the front of the garden, they wanted to place the Ganesha. You know, Ganesha is welcoming everyone into the garden. Prathama Sharana Gananayaka, first obeisance is always to the Ganesha. Then he will remove our ignorance and protect us all the time. Mokshitavahana, he will remove all that is unpleasant in us and be our eternal protector, eternal guide, eternal friend. So that is what Ganesha is communicating to us. Let's use this beautiful bhajan to connect with this lovely form of the Lord that Bhagwan has given us for our sadhana and sanctify our lives. So let's sing this bhajan once again. You will now sing with all the students who are singing this bhajan in the Prashantinilayam Mandir.
Prathama Sharana Gananayaka.
Oh,
with that, we've come to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this episode on Lord Ganesha at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.